What's up? Man, alright guys. Today's video is titled "The Beta Male Pub Has Turned Into a Gay Pub." So as you guys know, here in small town USA, there's really not many things you can do here. So what happens is that at night, I like to go to Beta Male Pub, sit down, and work on my CDL or on my political campaign or MGTOW TV. As you guys know, MGTOW TV has sped up a lot, especially in the commenting. So when you comment now, the comments are lightning fast, and that's because I was able to sit down and finally do some work on MGTOW TV. And as you guys know, I do mainly the gig economy, which I made a video about a long time ago saying that it's over for the gig economy. It really is. I'm working on my CDL, and today I did my pre-trip inspection. You guys out there who know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Surprisingly, I'm doing good with the CDL, even though I'm in the schooling phase. But yeah, it's GG for the gig economy. I mean, it's over for the gig economy. I've been doing this shit probably since, 2015, 16, you know, almost 11,000 orders with DoorDash before they kicked me off a couple weeks ago because I was in Nickerville in D.C., and there are some places where you're not going to pick up from a restaurant and make it out alive. So I would cancel, and apparently if you cancel more than 10% of your orders with DoorDash, you know, I'm not taking the food or anything and taking it home with me. I'm just not going to the restaurant because I don't want to get shot for a fucking $10 order. So you do that one too many times, they kick you off, and that was the end of my story with DoorDash, even though I've been with them niggers since LA, since 2000 and maybe 17, 11,000 orders, you know, they don't care, and this is what you guys need to understand, that here in America, you're just another number for everything. So, yeah, it is what it is, guys. So let's get back to the point of this video, which is, the Beta Male Pub has turned into a gay bar. It's not your traditional Beta Male Pub. It's actually a drink called Cava. If you know what Cava is, you know what it is. If you don't know what it is, you don't know what it is. But Cava is pretty much the good thing about having Bluetooth, man, is that when you get these scam calls, you can simply just hang up on them. And I know some of you guys saying, yo, Amar, why don't you just put your phone in airplane mode? I'm actually doing this video as I drop off an Instacart order. I'm doing Instacart now. You just have to cherry pick the orders you want. I mean, if I make, you know, 50, 60 bucks a day, I'm good, you know. So until I get my CDL, I can coast on $50-$60 a day. Plus, gives me a reason to get my coffee and shit like that. So again, going back to the Beta Male Cava Bar. Cava is like some sort of drink from Southeast Asia. It's either a root. It's called Cava. The Cava is a root of plant. Kratom is the tea leaves of a plant. I hate Cava, I hate Kratom, but I go there because it's the only place you can bring in your computer at fucking 12 o'clock at night, and I just get the herbal tea for like $3.50. So Cava and Kratom, guys, it's usually for people who are former alcoholics, drug addicts or people who really don't want to go down that path of becoming an alcoholic and a drug addict. So they take the safe way and they end up doing kava and kratom. That's what it is. So anyways, guys, so kava and kratom, when it started to get popular a couple of years ago, post Scamarona, it was very, very popular. And as you guys know, when something starts to get popular, like women partake in it, I mean, when Uber started to get popular, you heard stories about Uber drivers getting laid all the time. Now women look down on Uber drivers. In fact, there are women out there calling for drivers who are not men, you know, they only want like female drivers. When Tinder was a thing, when Tinder became a thing, everybody, every dude was getting laid off of Tinder. Now women are going after the top 3% of men out there. And like TFM said, normies, in particular women, they ruin everything. So when it comes to kava, guys, when kava became popular a couple of years ago, all the hot women were drinking kava, going to kava bars, kava pubs. And you know, when I started going to the kava places, because again, it's the only place I can take my laptop after 12 o'clock at night, I remember, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, young, beautiful, hot woman all over the place. Sometimes you have more women than men in there. Now when I go to the kava pub, it's all fucking men, dudes. It's all a fucking sausage fest. And maybe you get like one or two women in there who are really, really ugly. But let's be honest, you know, ain't no Chad trying to hit that thing. So she goes to the beta male pub just to get the attention. So the question that has to be asked is, where did all the young, hot, fine ass women that were going to the beta pub, where did all these women go to? And before we go to where these women go to, what you guys need to understand is that when there's a lack of women, men tend to become homosexual. It's the same thing in Islam. A lot of people don't know it, but there's a good portion of homosexuals in Islam even thousands of years ago. And the reason behind it is because all the women literally were covered up. All the women were literally hoarded to be sold off. So when the average Joe Schmo doesn't have access to pussy, eventually these guys are gonna go homosexual, you know. I remember in the beta male pub, you know, when I went to the beta male pub last time, they were playing like a fucking gay track, you know. It was a gay music, like some black dude saying, "I'm gonna suck your dick, I'm gonna let you fuck me in the ass." It's like, what the fuck, you know. But you guys need to understand, when you take women away from the average Joe Schmo, eventually these people are either gonna go berserk and kill people, or they're gonna go homosexual. It is what it is. So the question that we have to ask ourselves is, where are all these young, beautiful, hot women that were all over the kava bar scene in the past couple of years post Scamarona, and kava and kratom became really popular? Did these women die off? Did they magically disappear off the face of the earth? No, the answer is they still exist, but they quickly realize that the vast majority of guys who go to kava bars are normies. And in the woman's world, if you're a normie, you're a loser. Women don't want that, especially in today's current world order, where inflation is at an all-time high, people are getting laid off. There is no reason for a woman to be with a normie in today's current world order, guys. So what all these young, hot women are doing that used to go to the kava bar is that they're getting flown out to Dubai, they're on OnlyFans, maybe they're down in Miami now. It's becoming very popular for young young hot woman to move to Miami and get a apartment and literally become prostitutes down there, you know. This is what they do in Latin American countries. Like, you might get, you know, two or three girls, they might move to the big city, whether it's Bogota or Cancun. They would rent a nice apartment and they would use it literally as a whorehouse, you know. I think they call that a bop house or something like that here in America. So a lot of these young, beautiful, hot woman guys, they're like, hey, we're just gonna sell pussy. Either we're gonna sell pussy online, we're gonna sell pussy throughout the streets in Miami to high net worth people. Maybe we get lucky and flown out to Dubai. But you guys need to understand with these women, man, all they care about is money, 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 money. That's all they care about. Your struggles as a normie, they don't care about that, okay, dudes? You working 12, 13 hours a day, they don't care about that. You being a upright, moral citizen, they don't care about that. You being a productive member of society, they don't care about that. The only thing women care about is money and Chad. That's it. Money and Chad are the only two things women care about. And I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. If woman, it's easier for woman to get Chad than it is for you and me to go online and order pizza. And let me explain. You see, all a woman has to do to get Chad to come in her pussy, she goes on Tinder and she finds Chad. She sends him a message, hey. He writes back, sup. Then she sends him a text message saying, this is my house, door is unopened, come right now. He goes over to her house, she's already in bed, naked. He gets on top of her and boom, shaka laka 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 laka. 45 minutes later, Chad has turned the corner and he's going off to the next Sharmuta. So this is what you guys need to understand. Today's world order, guys, is that women are not putting up with normies anymore. That's it. If you're a normal dude, like, again, guys, I can't stress this enough. Like, even in Islam, where homosexuals go bungee jumping without a bungee rope, homosexuality is widespread in Islam. Of all places, Afghanistan, guys, homosexuality, believe it or not, is big in Afghanistan, even though they have the Taliban over there. And the reason behind it is that, again, when you have all these women wearing burqas and they can't leave their home, men are gonna go homosexuals. And even if you liberate women, okay, guys, even if you liberate the modern woman and say, hey, bitch, you can do whatever the fuck you want, you wanna bust it open, you can stay out until 3-4 in the morning, you can sleep with anybody you want, woman will end up selling that pussy to either the highest bidder or they're gonna bust it wide open to the average dude. So at the end of the day, I want you guys to understand, at the end of the motherfucking day, you cannot win with woman, okay? If you restrict women like they do in Islam, or you restrict women where, oh, I'm gonna trade this woman in for like a cow, or she has to marry a super duper rich dude to give me $1 million, the men will go homosexual. And if you liberate women here in America, in the West, where she can do whatever the fuck she wants, she's gonna end up giving herself to either the hottest guy who won the genetic lottery, which is less than 3% of the population, or she's gonna sell herself to the highest bidder, who's also like 3% of the population. So I just want you guys to understand and understand this really good, is that it's gonna be very, very difficult for a lot of you guys out there to get woman moving forward, especially in the West and in the Muslim countries too. So you guys, honestly, your only bet, in all honesty, if you're a average dude, your best bet with woman is to go overseas. That's really your best bet. Go to Latin America, that's what I do. Go to Southeast Asia. I know a lot of you guys are talking about that, but here in the West, guys, it's over. The Muslims, it's also over for them. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said the Muslims will follow the Christians. Even if the Christians went into the wolf's lair, the Muslims will follow the Christian and the Jews into the wolf's lair, which the Muslims are more than happy and proud and to do. They're even happier than the Christian and the Jews to destroy the Palestinians. So the conclusion of this video, guys, is that, and again, we're pretty much saying the same thing over and over. This is why I'm not making that many videos. This is why I'm not talking about females anymore, because in all honesty, unless I have something new to tell, and like I said, you know, I was seeing this hot woman going to the Kava bar up until the past several months when inflation, AI taking jobs and things got really bad, you know. Ever since that ain't shit nigger Trump took office, you guys out there don't see it, but we lost 20% of our currency against the Colombian pesos, okay? We lost 20% of our currency compared to the Mexican pesos ever since that ain't shit nigger Trump took office. This is why things are getting really, really expensive here in America. A lot of you guys out there don't see it because you don't travel like I do. But yeah, ever since Trump took office, things have gotten worse, and they will only get worse and worse and worse. Don't be surprised if something happens by April where the financial industry, where we need to like nuke our financial industry and start all over again with like digital ID and fucking crypto. Also, guys, don't be fucking surprised if we have a major terrorist attack on the 1st of January. I'd actually be shocked if we don't have one, because as you guys know, the Jews, they use Muslim terror as a boogeyman. They're saying, oh, fucking Western Europe, they're not doing Christmas and New Year's celebration because Muslim terrorists. And now that they have a Muslim mayor in New York, they're probably gonna, in all likelihood, they're probably gonna have a major false flag terrorist operation, obviously done by Mossad and CIA, probably within this week, going up to New Year's Eve and maybe even New Year's Day. So in conclusion, dudes, it's really GG for guys here in the West. Like I myself, I here in America, I'm in monk mode. I don't talk to women, I don't entertain women. You guys need to understand, these women out there, guys, they're fucking full on mercenaries. Either you're gonna fly me in a private jet, you're gonna give me tens of thousands of dollars, or either you're fucking giga chad. Those are the only two things women want in Western civilization, in particular here in America. So I don't want to give any of you guys out there false hope that, hey, if I looks max, money max, you know, I can get me a woman here in America, guys. It's GG for you to get a woman here in America. Maybe somewhere in the middle, in the Midwest, maybe somewhere in the Midwest, maybe somewhere in very, very rural America, you could probably get yourself a girl. But the reality of the matter is, you know, like yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha says, the bitch will always have a for sale sign on her neck. So there, like TFM said, you know, congratulations, you got the bitch, but are you going to be able to keep that bitch for the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? And on top of that, Can you keep her from divorce raping you? Can you keep her from putting you on child support, alimony, destroying your future, saying you hit her or you raped her, you know? You put all that stuff together, it makes no logical or rational sense to have any relationship with woman here in America. So that's my video for today, guys. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and remember, guys, whenever you donate on MGTOW TV to the content creators, I make like 10% of that. And if you do a donation to the platform, you know, when it says, hey, do you want to put money on the platform? You know, if you put in like $10 on your wallet, but you say, hey, I want to put $5 as a platform donation, well, guess what? That $5 comes directly to me. And thanks to you guys doing that, I was able to finally sit down and work on MGTOW TV, and that's why I was able to speed it up, because you guys need to understand, there's a lot of work that goes on into MGTOW TV. There's a reason why RoxyTube ain't around anymore, because they're not able to do what I do, okay, guys? And for me to do what I do, I either need to pay somebody else tens of thousands of dollars, or I need to be able to sit my ass down and spend countless hours working on. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.